Hey everybody, this episode is brought to you by FedEx Office. A new year brings a new beginning. For all our listeners that own a business, I want to tell you about FedEx Office. If you are just starting or have been running your company for generations, FedEx Office gives you the best way to print marketing materials, posters, signage, graphics, and so much more. With FedEx, creating, editing, saving, and ordering are fast and easy. We are teaming up with FedEx and Podgo to bring our listeners 30% off your next order for $100 or more at podgo.co/FedEx. That's podgo.co/FedEx, podgo.co/FedEx. For 30% off your next order, FedEx, the world on time.
That's when I found out he had a camera. So now I do something different every day.
There you go.
Nice.
Not that there aren't 300 cameras on my route.
Yeah.
No, apparently.
You can't even fart on somebody's doorstep anymore without them recording it.
I didn't realize how prevalent those things had become.
Yeah.
We have everybody. Thank you. Everybody has one. It's fucking crazy.
I'm not paying for the fucking... You buy it, and then they want you to... They give you a one-month trial that you can like preview past videos.
Yeah.
The only thing I have right now is where I can just tune in live to what's going on out the door right now. It might benefit me to have the service where I can pay for, I don't know, there's different tiers, but fuck it.
You already pay for a lot of video. There's no point.
Yeah, right.
For your front yard.
Oh, shit. All right, here we go.
Easy, Heath Ledger.
Whoa. You want to call it?
Oh, well, it does it right.
No, we just... You do it every time because...
Oh, I do it every time?
Yeah.
He had you record something.
I don't even remember what I said. Something along the lines of, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to the Time Spent Poorly program with your awesome, awesome hosts, Eduardo, Ol' Huds, Brother Ron. These guys are awesome for welcoming back. As you can see, I am Beard the Lesser, and I'm drinking Ward's fantastic beer for the second time, and this time I'm not drunk, so it's pretty good. This is, I thought it was going to be the ass episode, but Super Bowl, we're going to talk about the Super Bowl. I think we're going to talk about the Ring cameras, because I've got a lot to say about that.
Oh, yeah.
It's a hell of a topic.
I have very, very deep questions about Ward beating the shit out of people in adult local hockey leagues.
Yeah, I want to know about that, too.
Yeah.
I'm interested, man.
All right, well...
Inquiring minds want to know.
Why don't we just get into it? Welcome to the show. TimeSpentPoorly.com is the website. Go there, check out all the stuff that we have to offer. It's a good time. If you're wanting to like contribute to our show in some way or support us, we do have a Patreon. It sucks right now. I need to update it and make it better.
Make it prettier.
Give it some better tiers. Yeah. But if you... if you want to join, there's still a good tier there that you could join, like a low level tier until I update it. But anyway, if you want to do that, go ahead. Don't worry about it. If you don't, not a big deal. Enough of that. Let's get into the show. Ring cameras or just doorbell cameras.
Dude can't even fart on somebody's doorstep without being recorded anymore.
Yeah. You know, those guys that killed the people over the backpack over by Albertsons, they tracked them all the way via Ring camera. From Clarkston to the Lewiston Albertsons, all the way back to Clarkston, and they took a different route back.
And
they had video on people's Ring cameras.
That's great.
The whole way.
Well, I was telling you the last episode about that guy that like I got joined into like a network of Ring camera owners. And they
like
basically
a neighborhood watch type thing.
Yeah, they're well, and we do have one of those up here in the Orchards too. It's kind of shitty. It doesn't. It's like Facebook.
Hashtag Rob Ward's neighborhood.
It's like Facebook if I started it, and like it just never got off the ground. But it,
how's a serial killer supposed to get away with it anymore? It used to be the streetlights. I can't abduct them there. Now it's like you got to be in the middle of nowhere. You can't have your cell phone on you.
That's why any compelling movie anymore has got to be set like
it's got to be in the 90s.
Totally, yeah.
No cell phones, no
video cameras.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean that was the little things.
Yeah. Exactly, was
basically that set in the 90s to make it like it just eliminates the possibility of having to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because everybody's going to get caught doing everything now.
Yeah.
And now your cell phone isn't tracking enough. You have a camera outside your house so they can tell your routine. when you leave, when you let the dog out, when your old lady leaves, when your kids come home, when your kids are home alone, all that stuff. And especially with the Ring cameras, that's not secure.
My phone knows when I get my car.
All that shit.
It'll take you 11 minutes to get home. Oh, well, thanks.
Thanks.
Maybe
thanks,
I'm not going home. Fuck you, phone.
Maybe I'm going to your sister's house. Fucking Ring.
So I've got the Hudds brothers, all of you here. Well, Warner.
Yeah. The Warner brothers.
Yeah.
Warner Hudds?
Yeah, it's the Warner brothers.
But, oh, is it?
We were Warners once upon a time.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. Chris changed when he could talk, and I changed at 10.
You know, for all the shit that I got in grade school for, you know, Ronald McDonald, all that fun shit, nobody ever fucking picked up on the Warner brothers thing.
Nobody
even
called
though
you Wacko or Yakko?
No.
Bastards.
I don't understand it. It's like, that's fucking low-hanging fruit right there.
Because he didn't have a brother at school. It would have been a lot easier.
Yeah, but there were a lot of people that knew that I mean, I spent fucking full-blown weekends with you guys regularly during grade school.
When you're by yourself,
they
don't make that connection.
I guess that's true.
It would be a funnier joke if there's all of you there to make it.
It's not like I didn't spend a lot of time with you guys when I was in that young grade schooly age. Anyway, people knew that I had brothers, but yeah, it was always Ronald McDonald. Can you buy me a Happy Meal?
Yeah,
just the lamest.
Ronald is the tough.
Well, that's because kids are fucking stupid.
And then Ronald Anchorman.
Ernest? Oh, please.
And then Anchorman came out, and it just became nothing but Ron Burgundy.
You had to memorize that movie just so you could roll with it.
The only time I didn't care for my name being Rick, the only time, and it's not like I didn't care for it being Rick, was when I was playing that text game, that MUD 3K, and the hours I kept, I played with a lot of Australians, and one of them that found out my real name is like, do you mind if I call you something else? Because Rick just makes me think of a used car salesman.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's kind of a dick thing to say.
That's just all right. Weird.
But how
random
Rick
word
do you
association
know from Australia.
That's true.
Rick.
I don't know.
Get
any, I don't really know anybody from Australia.
Am I the one
like
spiking so hard?
Personally,
I don't know. Yeah, they're
okay.
I think we're in need of new microphones at some point in the
hit up
future.
That Patreon, folks.
Hit up that Patreon that I sold so well a few minutes ago.
Yeah, we totally need new microphones and that owl camera.
We do take GameStop stock and Bitcoin.
No, we don't take GameStop. We do take Bitcoin.
We do take
fractions.
I take Venmo, so if you want to Venmo me stuff, just hit me up.
Cash App.
For $30, I will hang out with you all night and text your ex-boyfriend and be like, yeah, I'm having so much fun. So hit that Patreon tier, folks.
For $30, I won't hang out with you, but I will text people for you. $30 a text message.
Not quite that desperate for money yet.
So I got an update quickly on the bootleg DVD.
The Grey's Anatomy
shit? I saw
that
on the thing. I'm interested in this, too, because that was some bullshit.
Yeah, you haven't said anything, and I'm really excited to hear about it.
Well, so just to bring the listener up to speed, if you haven't listened to the previous episodes, I think that was our first or second episode back. It was when Bruno was on, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The bootleg DVD tragedy.
I ordered my son
with the episode descriptions that were like, I think it's great. It's such a cool show.
Yeah. Like,
very legit.
Yeah. I mean, it looked really real, but at the same time, like the episode descriptions and some of the writing for it was awful. But so my son wanted the entire series of Grey's Anatomy on DVD.
And he's a 13-year-old
boy.
Wow,
I haven't even watched Grey's Anatomy.
You're not missing
Scrubs again.
You're not missing much. Well, I, you know, that's one thing I would be like, hey, why don't we get you something cooler? But no, he was adamant that he needed to have that show. He's been watching it all summer, I think, at the behest of, like, his peer group, like, girls and stuff. So they're into that show.
It must be girls, because there aren't young boys that watch Grey's Anatomy on purpose.
It's heavy melodrama.
There aren't grown men who watch it on purpose.
No.
So so I order it for him, and we work out a deal. He pays himself back interest because I took the money out of his savings account, and it comes. But we come to discover that they're all like bootlegs. And so I...
You didn't order it off Amazon.
I got it off of eBay.
Would you spend $150 on it or something?
$160,
like
yeah.
Holy fuck.
And so that's like 16 seasons. So anyway, he wanted it. So I was like, okay, well... And I was a little nervous about doing it anyway because I know that like that shit exists. But he was adamant about it. Then he comes to discover that, oh, they are fucking bootlegs.
Oh, Dad was right.
And he's putting, like, he puts in a DVD, and Grey's Anatomy is an ABC branded product, but it opens up on, like, he's been checking all the DVDs, but he gets to, like, the late seasons, and they open up with a Universal logo.
Oh.
And so I had this big exchange back and forth with the seller, and was like, these are counterfeit. And I started, like, making threats to, like, turn him over. I'm like, you know, it's $250,000 fine. All this stuff, and
have you not read the FBI warning?
Right, yeah. You wouldn't steal a car, would you?
Right. So I
not with the prevalence of fucking Ring cameras. Huh?
The guy tries to assure me that they are in fact genuine. I go, no, they're not. And so then he's like, okay, you can send them back. So I finally, like, Wyatt, like, decides, okay, yeah, I want to send them back and get my money back. I want real DVDs if we get them. I was like, well, I go, why don't you fucking wait? Because that show's going to end in another year or so. Why don't you wait and just get a box set of it when it comes out?
But he needs to watch it now because if he waits.
It's on fucking Netflix. It's on Netflix. I don't know. He's got a tangible item problem where he wants to have.
Oh, that's fucked. I thought kids would be. I thought this generation didn't
would
stuff.
Would kick DVDs in the nuts. Stuff. Yeah,
they played just enough Fallout to know that he needs it for the
just, he came into that like just at the end, like, because we were getting like shit on DVD and putting it in DVDs for him when he was a kid. So it's still resonant with him, I guess, for some reason. But today the package that I shipped back to the address that they provided me was returned to sender. So I have all 16 seasons.
Really?
And your money back?
And my money back. Hey. I was refunding my money. So, do you know anything, like, have you ever had something happen, or are you aware of something that happens where, like, the seller will reach out to you and be like, can you try shipping it again?
No, I've never returned anything.
My girlfriend bought a Scenic for the 360 here just the other day because for some reason she is insistent.
Oh, you can talk to Rick, too. Rick collects books as well, but that's different. Sorry, Ron.
Oh, no.
You were telling me about seeing it.
She's not wrong. You guys both have a good start on a library, and haven't helped the poor bastard that ever winds up inheriting both of your books, because, woof.
You're welcome.
Other people's books. I've got boxes of Brett's books. It's like other people's music on my hard drive. I've just, I was around other people's places, like, hey, let me steal your music.
Yeah, I did that.
So when society collapses, you'll just be this fucking trove of artifacts.
Yeah, music.
Some
other bunch
people's
of
pictures, too.
Yeah.
you just collect shit.
Yeah. But, so she bought Scenic for the 360, which is, of course, antiquated as fuck. And the one that she bought was supposed to be shipped something like 9 or 10 days before Christmas. Never showed up. Like 3 days after Christmas, she got some notice saying that it had been basically canceled. And so they refunded her money, and she went on and ordered it from a different seller, and it showed up like 4 or 5 days later. And then another like 2.5 weeks later, the original order that they said never even shipped and she got her money refunded for showed up on her doorstep. And she doesn't have any way to contact the...
She doesn't need to.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
But...
They're bad.
What was that? I think that was on that... Mercari? Is that the name of it?
Jesus, Jenny.
Dude, those kids are going to outlast everyone sitting here.
I think that's the joke.
Foolish of you to think that they're going to live longer than me.
Once upon a time, I was reading a book about World War One. Well, yeah, I've probably read the book a few times, but I commented on Facebook, and seriously, I only comment on Facebook once a year. Something about how it's unfortunate that man can't grasp or incorporate technology as it moves forward with like entrenched machine gun positions and how awful it was. As I stare at all of my books, I just can't read it on when it's on a screen. It just doesn't do it for me.
No, Tori and I have had the conversation many times because she has an Audible subscription because she does audiobooks fucking constantly, like all the time. It's crazy. And she's like, I don't know. I listen to it and it's like, how do you retain it? Like, because I've tried audiobooks, and unless I'm driving, and honestly, even when I'm driving,
it would be a distraction while I was driving.
I have to be able to devote the same amount of energy to listening to a book as I do to holding the book in my hand. And like, yeah, I can't do audiobooks. I don't like reading them on the Kindle. I
can't even listen to music while I'm reading.
Oh, no. Fuck, no.
Only in the last few years I've started to listen to music while I work.
Hi, Mara.
The only way I could do it is if it was... The one thing I'm doing.
I've noticed the older I get, the more I get pulled away from... Like, I'll be working on doing my desk job, and like I'll get halfway through the day, and I'll be like, oh, I should put some music on. But then I never do, because I'm never in a position to be unfocused enough to turn to put music on and not have it be a distraction.
Yes, yes, employer, he is a good employee.
He is. No, it would have to be instrumental, straight up, no lyrics.
That's the majority of what I listen to.
I'd be fucking ruined if I tried
It's all just electronica.
I can barely put away laundry while I'm listening to music without getting distracted. Like, there's no way I could read a fucking book.
I would find myself reading the same paragraph over and over again because I didn't retain any of it.
Yep.
That's crazy. I ingest audiobooks like nobody's business.
Can't do it.
And podcasts. Jesus. I'm trying to catch up with that.
I can do a podcast every once in a while I'm working, but it has to be like what I'm doing has to be so, I don't know, just mind-numbing that I don't need to like invest my focus into what I'm doing.
Like when I'm doing, if I don't have like campaign shit to do on a video game, like if I'm doing my weeklies on Destiny or something, I've got an audiobook going, or I've got whatever, because it's not like I need to really pay attention to do a strike or run the Crucible, which shows in my fucking kill counts nowadays. But I'm catching up with Wheel of Time finally, so I can understand why Rick likes Heron Mark Sword so much.
Man, I got over that a long time ago, but I still own one. I have 1, 2, 3, 4 swords on my wall that people comment on. I was like, only one's mine.
Only one is mine.
One's Ron's, the big horse killing sword, and two of them are Wayne's fantasy swords.
That's funny.
But where do you put something like that?
Put a 4.5-foot sword? Rick's wall. That's where.
And then it's got somebody's rusty fingerprints on it.
Does it really?
Yeah.
Have you caught one of those? I just watched a video the other day where it was like a 13-minute video sped up of a guy like forging a katana sword out of a like rusty chain link.
No, I haven't seen that.
I'll see if I can find it and send it to you. Crazy.
Just on that topic, randomly, like people are like, we can't. How could we have possibly built the pyramids? I saw a dude with a fucking stick build a mansion out of a fucking dirt hole, like by himself.
Yeah, he just starts digging.
I've got no doubt that human beings built the fucking pyramids.
Yeah, it's just a motivation, and
it's
someone in charge.
I think it was Louis C.K. that said, like, never underestimate the power of slavery. You can build and do anything as long as you throw enough human suffering at it. Just be like, no, these millions of people can die. It's fine. We'll get it done.
Right.
Bye, sweetheart.
That kind of mentality, you can get a lot done.
Yeah. Love you, Mars.
Bye, Mars.
Yeah, the assumption is that you couldn't do it because it would kill so many people. Well, we didn't care about that.
No, we didn't care about it.
No one cared.
Really, even during the... We talked a little bit about this the other day, about because like the Industrial Revolution and stuff, and like building the highways and stuff. It makes me always wonder if, like, could we do that today? Probably.
Absolutely.
But
and thin out the surplus population.
but we couldn't do it as effectively.
They're doing it with vaccines.
We couldn't do it as effectively as China could. China doesn't care about.
Have you seen what they're doing to those Uyghur people? Yeah, they're.
Tell me about that. I saw a hockey the other night. A guy, and I was like, because I thought I like made peace with like that all my Nike stuff was made in China. Mm. When I was 7.
Those are just made by children. They're not made by Uyghurs.
Right. Well, what are Uyghurs?
They're Muslim.
They're a Muslim
Chinese people.
They're an Asian Muslim group. And the Chinese government has got them in internment camps, much like Hitler had the Jews. And they're like every atrocity you could fucking think of is happening in there.
Wow.
Just because they're Muslim?
Just because they're different.
Okay. Wow.
It's not, but, and I was reading somebody talking about it the other day, and it really hit hard that no one in the Muslim world cares. And so
that's the crazy thing.
So why should
they were Christians?
Yeah. The Christian world would be up in arms, and the Christian world kind of is up in arms, and these are Muslims that they're complaining about.
But that's only because they're an oppressed people.
Right.
Right.
So,
and there's nothing that we can do about it. So they're totally against it.
Yeah. They're totally against it. Exactly. There's a lot of angry middle-class white women
who cannot believe the atrocities.
Do you see what these Chinamen are doing?
The young lay people, what did you call
They're
them?
Dragging the women out and raping them. It's just horrible.
Sterilization.
Yeah, they're sterilizing the men.
Experimentation.
Some of the women, if they're young enough, they're taking them and training them to be wives. Just because genetically they're not any different. They're just
training
a Muslim
them to be
sect.
Wives?
Yeah, they're teaching them to be like Han Chinese instead of Uyghur. It's fucked up, man. And at the end of the day, like, there is nothing I can do about it. Me personally, this is the extent of my ability to do anything about it.
We can
this
sit
is,
here and say
this
it's
is
fucked
when
up.
You need a montage where you're like, I'm putting a team together.
Yeah.
Or you can be like the guy at my hockey.
Forget everything you thought you knew about China.
That saw a kid with a Nike shirt on and like just decides to confront him on the spot about his Nike shirt.
He went after a kid?
Well, it was an adult, but a young adult.
He was like 19, 20?
Maybe 20,
like,
21.
Leave him the fuck alone.
And he's like, what are you wearing that Nike shirt for? And I'm like, what's happening? Like, I haven't had like that kind of confrontation.
What's the male Karen, a Chad?
Yeah.
That is that guy. Why would you even do that to someone? Call them out like that?
Yeah. Leave the poor guy alone. He's like, it's $20 at Ross,
it's
so that's
like
why
a
I bought it.
It has the N-word on it or something. Come on.
It has. It does, though. It has Nike on it.
the Nike N-word. Yeah. But no, yeah, it's... I met some interesting folks at that tournament because they came from like all over, like
I bet
Northern
you
Idaho.
Some real interesting people.
This guy happened to be
like
from way up north.
Pacific Northwest local... Like, what level of hockey do you play at?
Well, the most amateur of the
Oh, we're definitely amateur. There are different, like, A, B, C. I'm probably
D to C minus. C minus, maybe.
I just wonder what
plus.
Kind of people.
But like,
I would be lower than that because I can't even skate.
I was going to say,
I can't ice skate.
I'd be out there falling down.
One thing was interesting.
It's not soft.
No.
That's why I don't
Michael
fucking
Dunn
do it.
Was out there.
That's why I don't do it.
One thing that was interesting about this weekend is I actually ended up playing a lot better than I expected to as the games progressed. The first couple games, because we don't actually play by rules when we play like on just on
like
Sundays.
A street game?
No, this is this has this. No, the games we played for
the
these.
Only guy that ever took off his skate and tried to stab somebody.
Body check, bitch.
No, the tournament we played in, we played with rules and stuff where we're doing like the face off in down on either side of the rink. But when we go when I go down and play on Sundays, it's just a back and forth. We don't fucking
just
kind of a
we don't have refs. We don't have anybody like running the game. So we're just doing scrimmage back and forth. And so the only thing I know when we do scrimmage is what offsides is. And it took me a little while to figure out what offsides was. It like, and so
I still don't fully understand it.
With hockey?
Yeah.
So there's the center line, and then
I think I know what icing is. Then I think I know what icing is, but
on each side of the center line are blue lines, right?
Yes.
So as the opponent, or as the one with the puck, when you cross the blue, the puck has to cross the blue line, the puck and a person, usually, because the puck's usually with somebody, but the puck has to cross the blue line before anybody else, any other player on the same team, on the offense can cross that blue line.
Okay, okay.
Otherwise, you're offside.
Otherwise, you're offside. Okay. Huh.
I'm sure there's a better way to explain it. But anyway, so
that makes sense.
I learned a whole bunch of shit like the first couple games. No one really like took me aside and was like,
"Here's how you play.
Here's how you do this." I just kind of like got yelled at.
I found that
you gotta be over here. You gotta be over here. Over here. Over here. And then so. By like game 3, 4, 5, I had it kind of figured out. And so games 4 and 5, like I was moving. And like, also we don't play positions when we play on Sunday. So they're like, "Are you forward or defense?" And I'm like, whatever you want me to be.
I played
forward, but it took me about 2 games to figure out where I needed to be for that and what that entailed. And someone pulled me aside and was like, "Hey, can I give you a piece of advice?" I'm like, "Please.
Yeah. Help me out here."
Yeah. I mean, I don't like looking stupid.
Yeah. Right.
But, or like, I don't know what I'm doing. But nobody ever tells me, nobody ever has ever told me when we play on Sundays, because we're just like 4-on-4, 3-on-3. We're out there on the ice and just fucking around.
Huh.
So, and it's a lot of the same people that played in this tournament, but we ended up getting people from like, Western Washington, Northern Idaho, all from different areas, but they came here because they can't play or they can't organize tournaments in those places right now because it's over.
Tons of people from Washington come to Idaho to play every weekend. No, that's... The little kids come to play soccer down on my route on the green. All Washington plates.
Oh, yeah.
All fucking Washington
Dad and I were talking about the rodeo shit that he's gotten himself signed up for and how many people he's gotten that they're reaching out to them from Washington and Oregon that are like, whatever you're organizing, we want to be a part of because we can't fucking do anything here.
Idaho,
and as soon as you get outside of city limits, you're good to go in Idaho now.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So the legislature's told the governor to go fuck himself with his little thing. And you're good to go now.
So I wasn't going to be able to do I wasn't in town on Friday, but they basically did like this flip cup draft at Tap Room. And because Tap Room and KC's were sponsors for the event. But you still had to pay to get into the tournament. But I wasn't going to be in the tournament because I wasn't going to be there for the draft. So then I end up getting a text late Friday or sometime early Friday morning. I was like, would you be able to do the tournament without being able to come to the draft? I'm like, yeah.
So now we're talking about Flip Cup and not hockey.
Flip Cup and hockey.
Flip Cup to decide the hockey
Cup
draft.
To draft the team.
Yes. Now I fell.
No.
I got confused.
Yeah, they had all these. So every team has 9 players, a goalie, and then 4 for on the ice and 4 for on the bench. And then you sub out, basically. Mm. So there was 8 teams. So you figure 9 times 8, whatever, 72. Yeah. So there'd be 72.
How much punching was involved?
We get penalized for that.
Playing just loose scrimmage games down at the rink, you know, for your non-tournament games. I can't imagine that affords a lot of room for beating the shit out of people.
Yeah, you're not throwing bows on that.
We're playing low scrimmage games, no, we're not fighting. But there's a little bit more testosterone in these tournaments.
Yeah.
Because you got people that don't know each other coming from out of town. You got people that are really fucking, like all these hockey
people
guys
that are really into it
are super
cocky.
I will
fuck your face.
And they're really impressed with how good they are. Or just, you know, it's all this fucking posturing shit.
Yeah.
And so there's guys that are just kind of go along to get along.
Did you see
there's
any
guys that are antisocial and don't talk like me.
Was there any blows thrown during the tournament that you saw?
No, but I have been there for
disappointing
for one, but there were a couple almost fights. The one guy on our team got so fucking drunk by the third game we played that Saturday that he couldn't even stay standing on the ice. We had to pull him off.
See, that's, now I'm interested. That's awesome.
Is involved.
That's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
I'm interested now.
We were always drinking, man. That's the best part.
Well, that's kind of what I was expecting. Hi, Amy. That's why I was expecting, like, at some point, if you've got close to 100 adult men drinking and playing hockey, which is a game that is a largely violent game.
Yeah.
You would expect at least one, fuck you, bam. Like,
there's my mother a cocksucker? Yeah,
there's a lot of yelling from either side of the bench. We had like a no slap shot rule. One kid did a slap shot, and so then there was this big argument.
Oh. That's such a bitchy argument, too. Yeah. Like, can't you guys argue about something great?
Hmm. All right.
And then one guy, I got knocked on my ass. I'm still sore, like, on either side, like, on both, like, on my back. I feel almost like I got stabbed through the chest because it hurts here and then on my back because I came out on the ice and I was going. And then this big guy that's, like, twice my size turned in front of me and just was there. And I went right into him and went back on my back. I cracked a rib last spring.
I was going to say, did you lay the wood to anybody?
Oh, I knocked a few people over.
Nice.
Mostly girls.
There you go.
No.
Like I said, man, body check. Bam.
You want to play in a man's league? Fucking trannies?
Oh. No, it was... we ended up placing fourth, which I don't know. We lost our first two games. We tied our third game. We won our fourth game. And then and that put us in a bracket to play for third or fourth place. And then we lost our last game. So we got fourth.
Hmm.
So, of the eight teams that were there, only a couple were probably good.
Good.
Good, good. The other ones were probably pretty evenly divided, I'd say.
Mm.
Because it could have gone either way on a couple of the games, or on like that game that we won. But we didn't have any ringers on our team.
Oh.
What's your goalie's name?
Nobody could play flip.
It was a lady. I don't know.
It was a lady. I don't know.
Yeah.
Hi, Ollie.
What do you want?
Double A.
It was a lady. I don't know.
I don't know.
To rewind just slightly back to we were talking about slavery, and I'm pulling this out of my ass. I bet that there are more people enslaved today than there were in 1700.
Absolutely.
Without question.
The sheer...
That's how you get things population. Done.
I don't have numbers on that either. I would guarantee it just because of the difference in population.
Yeah, exactly.
We have almost 8 billion people on the planet. It just, you know, in our lifetime, in the last 40, 50 years, 50 years ago, there was not.
Right.
There was like 2 billion people.
And that's the argument, your argument I would use when people complain about slavery building America. It's like, Why don't you complain about the people that are enslaved today?
Because it's not convenient.
Because it doesn't get them Rice Krispie treats. Yeah. And other reparations.
Because it's the same. Well, okay.
Because then people can be like, yeah, and what are you doing to help those currently enslaved people? And they can be like, I drink Dasani.
Bitching about
water.
My ancestors.
I mean,
well, you killed the planet.
Yeah,
but.
Yeah, exactly. Like they don't know what the fuck they. They read a stat on or a poll on Facebook that told them that there were more people enslaved now than there was back then, and they got really up in arms and they made an angry TikTok video about it. They got 17 likes and they felt real good about themselves that day.
Ding!
That's what fucking happened.
They floss danced.
Virtue signaling's fun.
Yeah, man.
It is. It makes you feel good. At the moment, it gets you some likes and some subscribes and some bell rings, and
if you're ever looking for just a few really simple updutes, just post the most generic. Hey, if you're out there and you're reading this, don't give up.
Dude.
Yeah.
I would give that,
because who's
Facebook has that caring one now? That's a total caring.
Yeah, dude, exactly.
You hug that, heart.
I'm
exactly. I don't just love this. I care about this. Yeah, dude.
It's like all the guys telling us to not use so much plastic and everything flying to their climate agreements in their private jets.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wasn't that Leonardo DiCaprio that...
He's one of the famous...
John Kerry's doing it, too.
Oh, yeah.
Al Gore.
From politicians to actors, they are so disconnected from the real people. My garbage does not go into the ocean. It goes into the ground, like a good American.
Yeah.
If you want to get people to stop throwing garbage in the ocean, let's look at China and India.
Yeah. No,
Every fucking problem goes back to China. Every single problem goes back to China.
But only because they're so large and they have such a population.
Yeah.
And they're slightly behind us.
They're pushing 2 billion, and that's a market you cannot afford to push out. I can't even think of the word. Because
exclude?
I guess. I mean, that's close.
It's close.
Ignore.
I don't know if it's...
Break out the thesaurus.
Yeah.
Look at how many movies they're making now that are straight pandering to...
Exclude is what it means, but there's a word specifically for it.
Even when they try to pander to him, they do it wrong.
Well, yeah.
And thanks to this group who we did this filming... Well, we don't like that group, so... Nah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's...
At some point, you have to...
Fuck. Now I'm stuck on what word you're looking for.
I know.
God, you broke me, damn it.
The thesaurus time.
Yeah, let me look it up.
I almost brought my paperback thesaurus with me today.
To here?
Yeah. Because I kept needing a different word because I didn't want to say prevalent 4 times. I didn't want to say... There were other words I was looking at.
You know how many times a week I am looking for synonyms? It's crazy because I don't want to sound dumb or like I'm just using the same word all the time. I'd rather use like just simple words than try to use the same.
I'm lucky I talk to different people.
Smart word all the time. Yeah, there's that too.
At different times during the same day, so I can say the same thing. Sometimes I worry that they talk to each other, but I don't worry about it too hard because they probably
they're not talking about your vocabulary.
What I really worry about is thank you cards for Christmas gifts, like. I will really agonize over what this year's Christmas thank you card is going to say, but then that's usually what I say on every one, unless they're special, and then I will include a little bit more based on... There was this one family, we're in February now, they're still leaving me treats out on their porch, like a treat basket with multiple things. I only take one a day. But they were leaving jerky.
Ooh.
And jerky is a kingly gift.
Yeah, man.
Jerky is expensive.
Uh-huh.
And it's really fucking good.
Oh, yeah.
And they just stopped me today. It was like, so is there anything that you would prefer to have in here? I'm like, oh, no, man. I really appreciate it. I got a bag of chips today. He's like, but if there was something you wanted specifically, it's like, and it was the jerky guy. I couldn't say it.
Holy crap. Man, I feel terrible, though, because I don't give my mail, maybe my wife does, but I don't think about giving my mail.
You live on a driving route, and you don't have the same interaction. I am a walking carrier, and now I've been on it over a year, so everybody knows me.
Right, but we know our guy well. I don't remember his name, but my wife would.
We know our guy well. I don't know his name, but we know him well.
Is his name not well?
Is he old or is he just kind of old?
He's like the middle, like later, older than us.
Bill.
Yeah, Bill.
Bill's fantastic. So where I am at my case, there's Matt James and then there's Bill. And Bill is great to be near.
We've had him. I don't think. We had him when we lived on our Hemlock address too. And then his route changed and came over where we're at now.
Bill is a fantastic individual.
Have you seen the app that you can put your sentence... Or whatever you're writing, and it takes it and improves it for you.
Wow.
No, I've never needed something like that.
That's scary, though.
Oh, that would be
fun.
It's
like deep fakes for your writing.
To play around with, yeah.
No,
A lot of times when I'm using words, though, if I'm not sure about the word, like I think I know I have the right word, if I'm writing, like, because I'll write those fucking long-ass emails, then I'll have to Google it to make sure I'm using it in the right context. Or
copy and paste your angry text messages into that so you can, like,
oh, I don't do
bitch
a whole
people out in Grammarly. Iambic pentameter and stuff. Who like that. That?
Is that say Matt Warner?
Yeah, it's Matthew.
Oh, okay. Shit.
Like, Jesus, who's that?
Matt Warner.
I've never heard anybody call it Matt. I thought it was Matthew.
Yeah.
I just hear your dad talk to you most of the time.
It fluctuates.
I'm going to start calling him Matt then.
I don't mind.
I'm glad it's got two T's.
His mom was pissed about it, but she doesn't have a say in this, so.
Ayo.
Next.
I saw a commercial for it.
Next topic. Oh, yeah.
What else do we got here?
Hockey tournament.
So we did the hockey tournament, yeah.
How about that Bucks defense?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's dive we might in, as well hit the super game.
Brother Ron had some bullet points, so
Tom Brady is two rings away from being able to make his own Nazgul, so we're keeping track here.
And he's totally capable of pulling it off.
Yeah.
All you naysayers and the people that I was at the Super Bowl party with who said, yeah, he should just retire while he's on top.
Yeah.
Why would he retire now? People specifically come to play with Tom Brady.
Yeah.
It doesn't even matter who the coach is.
And
was proven by his abandonment
his
of Belichick.
Belichick.
See a Belichick and Belichick.
Old.
Who's Belichick? Who's that guy?
He's 43.
He's 43. Because
he used to be Brady and Belichick.
And he finished in the top five of passing yards and touchdowns. So it's not like he's like 43 and playing competently. I shared this in the group chat back when they were beating the Packers. But if you take all career passing yards by quarterbacks over the age of 40, meaning that any time a quarterback in the NFL has taken a snap over the age of 40 and you add all of their passing yards together, Tom Brady had more than that this season.
Yeah.
Dude's a fucking machine. You know why? Because the game's been pussified since he became a quarterback. It's been drugged so far back. I mean, there was that one hit that Mahomes took last night when those three dudes banged into him. He took like 800 pounds of dudes. Like,
but that's really, really good defense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He got fucking drilled.
But Tom Brady probably keeps or takes such good care of the people that play with him.
Mm-hmm.
All of these people want to play with him.
Yep.
And they want to play well. So he, all of his bonus money and stuff like that, he probably parties hard with his O-line and
he looks like such a goof. I bet he's just one of the goofiest people you've ever met. I've never seen him in real life. I know for a fact that Gronkowski parties like a motherfucker.
Oh yeah, but Gronk is
he's like a slow.
Yeah.
He's like a 12-year-old boy.
He's a caveman.
He's awesome in football.
Yep. He is awesome.
He's
in football.
He's a big dude and he hits hard.
And he's fast.
And
he can
really
catch
fast.
A football.
I enjoy tight ends so much because not only are they receivers, but they're on a lot of plays, they are just blockers. And the good ones block well. I am so into
Gronk
football.
Blocks really well.
Yeah.
Really well.
So I enjoyed what I did. I missed part of the game because one of my games was like smack dab in the beginning of the game.
Oh, so you missed the game then?
Well, I missed the fun part of the
second quarter. Yeah,
it was over by the second touchdown.
I was watching a little bit while I was getting ready for the game for my game, but yeah, it was fun to watch. Even just Brady is just kind of amazing, and it's you can't deny it. I mean, there's a lot of people that like to hate him,
mm-hmm.
but I think more people have come around because I've talked to more people that have said I used to hate him. And now I just kind of like they've just kind of come to accept the fact that
he's not a good loser.
He is not a good loser at all. Well,
but he's not
it's a good
the
thing
one
he
losing.
Fucking
but
wins.
He
so
you see never when, fucking loses.
When
so.
Things break down, you can see it on his face. Someone didn't run their route.
Somebody didn't do
properly.
Their job. Yeah.
Yeah. You can see it even in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
When somebody didn't stop when they were supposed to stop, it was like,
yeah.
This is the play we're running and.
If you just go out there and do what you're supposed to fucking do, we'll win. Yeah.
And especially with offense, you just run your route.
Yep, do your job.
Be standing where you're supposed to be standing, when you're supposed to be standing there.
Yep. So, I was telling you guys, I found
But before we move away from that real quick, I want to... Did you see that... you saw the Paul Rudd show, Living With Yourself?
No.
Was that the one where he had the clone of himself?
On Netflix?
Maybe? Yeah.
No.
There was that Tom Brady... The Tom Brady scene in that show was great. Because he basically shows up. He finds out that this place, like, clones you, but it actually kills your... supposed to kill your original... self.
Yeah, they just replace you with
and then they just replace you with the clone of you that's supposed to
And then he's better. Die. He woke up.
And he didn't die.
So it's spoilers for episode one.
He's back at the place where this happens, and he sees Tom Brady, and he's like, Tom Brady? He's like, hey, how many times have you been here? Six.
Six.
That's funny.
Now he can say seven.
That was when he had six rings.
Yeah. Please talk about the refs.
Oh,
They weren't as bad as some people I think are giving them credit for. There were some.
I can't believe they let a woman.
There were some questionable calls, but as I said earlier, I don't think that even if those calls had gone the other way, I don't think the Chiefs were going to win that game regardless.
No,
they
wouldn't have.
It'd have been closer, but I still don't think they'd have had a chance to win.
I'm going to one up you, Chris. I can't believe that they let a white woman be the first one.
Oh,
I totally thought it would be an African-American female to be the first ref in an NFL game.
Oh, but not in a game, in the Super Bowl.
Oh,
well,
the
presidency took care of that.
I've seen them in
on the flip side of that, I don't know that there are any female referees who aren't white.
I'm offended.
I'm sure there are.
Jesus.
Progress, not perfection, man.
I suppose I better get white
we'll
get girl we'll wasted, then.
We'll climb this mountain.
By the way, the Poet Laureate, is she going to be on everything now?
Yes, probably. Yep. What is she, 16?
For at least 2021.
Yeah. Who also said she plans to run for president someday. So we're going to get that little girl jammed down our throats.
We're going to find out
what a stupid coat she had on.
Or a corporation buys her first.
Yeah.
Yep.
No, she'll be everywhere. You bet your
Oscars.
Ass she won't
she'll be at the Oscars.
Bet your ass she won't be at the NBA Finals.
What a disappointing batch
given
of
some
commercials,
big,
too.
The commercials have been disappointing for years, and I get tired of people saying, I'm just watching the Super Bowl for the commercials. I'm like, you should have watched about 20 years ago when they were fucking good. It's inconsistent at best.
Commercials were Bud Light bringing back the good commercials.
All it is now is...
Yeah.
Celebrity that Amazon
cameo
Alexa one was
plus
good.
Plus spectacle plus product equals Super Bowl commercial. Like, the best Super Bowl commercials were always the ones that didn't have celebrities in them. They were just...
Right. One of my favorite ones is still from like...
sitcom.
Six, yeah. From like 5 years ago, and the Puppy Monkey Baby.
Yeah.
That one's still...
It's stuck in my gourd. Thank you. When anybody asks somebody else what their favorite one was, like... Puppy Monkey Baby.
Yeah, dude.
My son got yelled at the other day because he pulled that. He's like, I like the Puppy Monkey Baby commercial. And so he's pulling it out of his phone. Puppy Monkey Baby.
Yep.
It's
no
it's
celebrities.
I'd rather watch that commercial every time.
I don't
than
need
any
Jason
of these
Alexander
new ones.
Alexander hoodie.
It's a meme. Puppy Monkey Baby. It is seriously, a GIF.
Yeah. It's like the dancing baby from the Ally McBeal.
Yeah.
What were your bullet points that you had?
The year that I was born, actually, 1984, was Super Bowl 18. Okay.
Who did the halftime show that year?
That I don't know. I didn't look that up. So it was the Washington then Redskins now football team, who were the defending Super Bowl champions playing against the Oakland Raiders, because they were in Oakland at the time. Washington was the defending champions, as I said. They were coming off a 14-2 season where they were the number one in their conference, and they had won the Super Bowl the previous year against a team who had only ever lost one Super Bowl and had actually been repeat champions in the past. Washington... beat San Francisco. Or no, Washington beat Miami, excuse me. It was
Dan Marino?
Was it Kansas City beat San Francisco. So both of these teams finished with the same record.
lost in the Super Bowl, even though the previous year they had beaten a team who had already only lost one Super Bowl and had repeated. Super Bowl 18 was won by the Raiders, who going into the game had never lost a Super Bowl, just like Tampa. They finished the offensive season ranked third, scoring 442 points. Tampa Bay finished third, scoring 492 points. Whoa. Earlier in the season, the teams met against each other. Washington beat the Raiders by three. Quarterback Joe Theismann had over 350 yards, four touchdowns, zero interceptions. Kansas City played the Bucks, beat them by two. Patrick Mahomes had over 350 yards, four touchdowns, zero interceptions.
So wait, hold on. Kansas City and the Bucks played together this year already?
Yes.
How does that, I thought it used to be AFC, NFC. Did they intermix them out?
No, they've divvied it up for a while. You usually play eight teams in the NFC or 12 teams in the NFC and four teams in the AFC if you're NFC or vice versa.
Is that new or recent?
They've been doing that. They've been doing it for several years now.
Because it used to be NFC, AFC, right?
It used to Super Bowl matchup.
It used to just be like when we were kids.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. See,
I've been that way for several years.
Well, okay, that's fine. It's okay with me, Ron.
It better be.
Because seriously, whoever the Eagles play for, that whole side of things, aren't all of those teams so garbage? Eagles, Giants,
Redskins, Cowboys.
Yeah.
Football team Cowboys.
They're so bad.
They were this year. Really bad. You know, Ron Rivera, the Washington coach, is the only coach in the history of the league to make the playoffs twice with a losing record. It's only been done three times.
and he's done it twice
with different teams. Okay.
Good for him.
Also, Super Bowl 18 was played in Tampa Bay.
Wow.
Super Bowl 55 was played in Tampa Bay. The first touchdown of the game in Super Bowl 18 was thrown by Raiders quarterback Jim Plunkett. He is a former Super Bowl MVP who led a red zone drive touchdown and threw a touchdown pass to the guy who led the NFL in touchdown catches 9 years prior. Super Bowl 55's first touchdown pass was from a former Super Bowl MVP to a guy who led the league in touchdowns 9 years prior.
Crazy.
We already talked about the timeout messing up because we were mentioning that earlier. Yeah. Joe Gibbs did the same thing. Also went into the half down 21-6, so both games were 21-6 at the half.
Damn.
Both losing quarterbacks had zero touchdowns, two interceptions, one fumble, and posted their worst quarterback passing rating for the season in the game. The final touchdown of the game in 18 was a 74-yard run from Marcus Allen, who was a former first-round pick who took the run for the longest run of the game to score the final touchdown of the game. What was the final touchdown of this year's Super Bowl? Leonard Fournette, a former first-round pick, taking it for the longest run of the game at 27 yards for a touchdown. And last but not least, if Tampa hadn't gotten stuffed on that fourth and goal drive where they came away with nothing, the final score would have been 38-9. What was the final score for Super Bowl 18?
38-9. Man, that is some Twilight Zone level
shit. It's fucking trippy.
So, okay.
Did you go through all the research for this?
No, I stumbled across it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, no. Some hardworking soul did the work for me.
No, that's awesome, though.
So the halftime show of that one was Salute to the Stars of the Silver Screen, and featured a great deal of sun worship imagery.
For which one?
For 84. This time, the halftime show had a bunch of moon-related shit.
Yeah, it did.
Which is also very fucking odd.
Hmm.
Freeman hasn't released his show yet, so I haven't got a full breakdown of all the esoteric nonsense that went on with this. But some of the shit that I noticed in the halftime show is there was a bunch of imagery that went along with the tarot card of the moon. And all of the people who were wearing masks that were dancing with him at the end, they all died at the end. And he was the only one that didn't wear a mask, and he walked off just fine.
I thought those were jock straps.
They look like jock straps.
Yeah, but like the whole thing was just very... But they've been doing the tarot cards for years.
There was the halftime show?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
The one where that bitch came out on the lion. The one where fucking Lady Gaga flew in. Like,
Katie
all
Perry.
Of them.
Katy Perry.
Katy Perry.
The Sharks came out.
Was really fun. Lady Gaga's was a good show. Bruno Mars has been the best in...
Since my recent memory. 2 years ago?
No. Bruno Mars was...
Was Bruno Mars with Aerosmith?
No. No, he was just by himself. It was, I want to say, like 5 or 6 years ago.
No, it wasn't that long ago.
Wasn't it?
Not actually died, Matthew. Yeah, they all collapsed on that.
Oh, you're right.
I thought it was like 6 years
ago. 2014.
Yeah.
Damn.
Boom.
Yeah, Bruno Mars' show.
Bruno Mars was great.
Excellent.
It was right up there, like you said, with Prince, of just like, damn. Like, I thought that The Weeknd sounded really good. His audio mix was just off. You could tell he was actually singing because you could hear the difference between him and the recording track.
Mm.
That doesn't necessarily mean anything. They could always make a separate live track.
He spent $7 million of his own dollars on that show.
Dude, how many times are you going to get to do something like that in your life? He's got the money to spare.
Probably not twice.
No.
No, because... No.
They don't ask you back twice.
Yeah, you're...
It's not like SNL.
It still was... that's a bummer he spent $7 million of his own dollars. I mean, that's pocket change, but it just... It was forgettable.
It was. It wasn't anything to write home about. It was very... One of the things that I really noticed... In relation to this one, as opposed to a lot of the other ones, was you could really tell that it was taking place during a quarantine because he was not performing to the crowd. He was performing to the television camera.
Well, like, when he grabbed that camera and was running around in that little hell.
Yeah, he was inside a thing. Nobody in the audience could even fucking see him.
His little mirror maze.
Yeah.
And that's what really weirded me out was normally there are so many people on the field.
They're just performing a show.
How about that fucking, when they're sucking all those medical people's dicks, we've got 7,500
heroes
from the yada yada the medical field who got their vaccine. Fuck you. Fuck you and your creepy vaccine.
I got my vaccine. My old lady took the antibody test and she tested positive, so obviously I must have had the COVID at some time.
You probably had it back in fucking April when Mara and I had it.
I got a story that's related.
About?
The vid?
Yeah, well, so I can't smell right now.
You motherfucker. What are you doing calling me up?
Come on over to my house, guys.
I had a feeling this was going to happen.
I go and play poker with like 19 or 20 other people.
I just got done playing a fucking hockey tournament. How do you think I feel, man?
And those dirty fucking sweaty hockey fucks.
Yeah. Well, no. So what happened was last week I made that. Last Saturday I made that batch of beer that's in the fermenter.
Oh, now I'm super fucked because I'm drinking that.
No, it's...
Alcohol
no, that's
kills
long
the...
ago.
There's alcohol.
Not
enough alcohol in it to kill it.
Got you.
No,
got
it's fine.
Your COVID germs all up in the beer.
That's long ago. You're drinking stuff
that's long,
long
ago,
ago
and far away.
Yeah. Anyway, no, the batch that's in there right now.
That's what I'm talking about. I'm just.
You're busting my balls.
Pretty hard. I'm about to sit up and bust you in your balls.
Tink.
So, on Monday last week, I tried to smell my
excuse me
the beer because I can usually smell it through the airlock and I
can smell it from here.
Can you? Oh, well, no. So I keep on pushing and I'm like, can't smell anything. So I'm like, ugh. And then as the week progresses and I still can't smell, I'm like, oh man, I wonder if I finally fucked up a batch.
Then finally, goddamn it, Ward, you better fail at least once.
Then, well, no, I've done 8 so far and they've all been pretty good. I'm not going to lie. But so last night, I had to put diesel exhaust fluid in my truck and it's supposed to have a distinct ammonia type smell to it.
Diesel?
The exhaust fluid.
Oh.
So, if it doesn't have that smell, then it's bad. You need to throw it out, and you can't. You got to buy new. You got to keep it in a dark place and shit like that.
One sec. Your friend had better tune out because Uncle Rick is swearing a lot.
What? Wait, what? Your friend is here. What do you mean?
Sorry, continue.
So, I go and I smell it. And so I'm like, Nicole, come up here. I can't smell the ammonia. So she comes up, and as she's like in the meantime, I go and I grab a jug of bleach, put it up to my nose, and
that's
then
a bad idea. You're not supposed to inhale
bleach. No, I just to smell to see if I can smell the bleach smell. I wasn't like right. I wasn't like trying to huff it or anything.
You might not smell it, but it's still gonna burn your shit.
Oh, probably. Yeah.
Yeah. That was a bad idea, Ward.
Hey, your lungs stuff. Are going to hurt
he
forever.
You
could have taken a shot of it to find out if you could taste it.
So,
come on, smart guy.
So then I smelled the Simple Green. Nothing. All the things that I know. But
Simple Green has a very definitive.
Right. But I can taste everything fine. It's everything else. I don't have a taste issue. I taste everything.
Bleach.
No, you can smell bleach, man.
Yeah, and then it burns. It burns shit afterward.
Yeah, like it'll singe the hair in your nose.
Yeah, so you can't smell anything because you burned it out. What's this red guy? My mother's fine with it. Yeah,
that's Matt's friend.
That's yeah.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Hi, Raiden's mom.
Hi, Jessica.
I'm
sure you're not listening, and I hope you're okay with this because woo boy.
Yeah.
Because. Raiden's, holy cocksuckers.
Does not have a bleep button.
There it is.
No 7-second delay.
No. Raiden's a good kid. I'm not terribly.
It's all right. My kids
about
listen.
It.
I don't. I've Sometimes. Seen him punch people's heads off, so I don't know that he's a good kid.
As long as she is sleeping right now, but she said it's fine. Okay, cool. All right.
Cool, buddy.
He actually reached in a man's chest once and pulled his fucking heart out. So I don't know if he's a good kid.
And not announced that he watched. Yeah,
it's Matthew is to his
honest to a fault
credit. Yes, he is very, very honest. I've raised him to be that way, and it's worked out pretty good so far. I always told him, I never want you to think, oh shit, my dad's gonna find out. I always want you to think, oh shit, I gotta get my dad.
So yeah, I can't smell right now.
That's
from
okay.
From huff and bleach.
Well, let's hope so. I don't think it's COVID related, but I just think I might have had like a sinus infection or something.
But just in case, guys.
Just in case.
Just in case.
Can you lick my beer glass for me?
We have the same blood type, don't we?
I don't know what mine is.
Oh. Well, I'm of the blood type that doesn't have any problems with
AB?
The vid. Oh, positive.
Oh, see, I don't think I'm a...
Oh.
I don't know what I am.
I'm actually...
I think I'm A negative, but I'm not...
I'm not sure I'm
not
a...
Mom would know. You could text her.
I'm A positive. I did go down...
Since I've given blood.
I did go down the rabbit hole and looked up no smell, but obviously you're going to get only COVID results right now.
That's the only thing you're going to find now.
But one thing it did say is it could be permanent.
Yeah.
Which,
I've seen that from other people that have
had
it.
God, that'd be great. I'm so tired
which I'm
of
not,
changing shitty diapers.
I'm not bothered by that thought. The thought of that, because so far I'm a week out. Like, only the fact that I just noticed it basically yesterday. It would be nice to be able to smell my beer, or be able to smell things that are cooking, like a stew.
To know once I get in my van that I stepped in shit, as opposed to smearing it all over.
That's
and
true.
Stepping
or to
house.
Know that you smell like shit
because
if
I,
you've.
I never smell like shit.
Well.
But my boots do, frequently.
Right.
Because there are certain people, 9/11 and a half 8th Avenue, yeah, you motherfucker, pick up your dog shit. there are so many people that just let their dog shit on the sidewalk.
I know.
Don't pick it up. I'm walking through yards and stuff. I should be looking out better. But if I'm on the sidewalk and I get
a
little slip, I should not look down
and
have treads full of shit. And then... sit down on the curb. Someone come in their house. You all right, mailman? Yeah, just cleaning up some dog mess.
Yup.
Yeah, somebody let their dog shit on the sidewalk.
Again.
People are lazy, man.
Dude, they're so lazy.
It's scary.
The grass patch between the street and the sidewalk in front of my house is a popular dog shit spot.
Oh, no, it's the whole street. If you have grass between the sidewalk and the street... you go down two houses to Bremer's, it's even more popular than yours.
Really?
Because it's on the corner, so there's
they gotta wait there anyway.
Asphalt, the dog's just like, yeah, all the dogs go here.
There's a tree on this one.
Yeah, there's two trees. Poor sons of bitches.
Chewy pees there every time we walk by.
Oh, because every dog pees there.
Yeah. I can't get him not to. Alex is like, why does he always go right there?
Got a mark. Yeah, this
like,
is my because
they
territory.
All pee right there. Fuck, I hate him. Dogs and children.
I love my dogs. I'm over cats. Cats are the creepy roommate when you're a younger man. They're just, like, doing their own thing. Dogs are...
And once or twice a month, they really get up your ass and just won't accept... Like, I'm hanging out with you whether you want me to or not. I don't care what you're doing. We're going to be together tonight.
I'm going
to
hang out right
when
here.
When you did that to me the other night, I was like, fucking go away.
I have a 12-year-old cat that was, like, super antisocial, didn't, like, bother us at all. Like, it was just, like, it did its thing for the last probably 11 years. Then all of a sudden this year, it just, like... decided that I was its person. So we'd go to bed and it will like climb up on like just on my chest. It won't like, so if I uncover, it won't like come on my naked chest, but it will. It won't come on it. No.
Please say that again.
Once more. Once more for the 2 12-year-old children
with
watching.
It won't come on my chest.
On my naked chest.
You know, I had a cat that
sometimes
took a shit on my
neck. I don't think about the words
time.
That come out of my mouth.
That was so terrible. I told Tori about that. She's like, oh my, really? And it's like, yeah, she was gone the next fucking day.
That's why I won't ever buy a cat. Every time I think about getting a cat, I remember that. And I'm like, no.
But that was a series of poor decisions. Ron was a much younger man. And he was like, all right, this is my room. I'm going to have my cat's cat box up here. Mistake number one. My cat was lazy. Orange cat. He was like, there's a shit box upstairs. I'm just going to use that one all the time now. Mistake number two. Orange cat used that shit box all the time, so Trey Nanity is the one downstairs. She didn't take to it. And she didn't have a shit box in the bedroom anymore.
No, I realized that something was wrong a couple days before she took a dump on my chest. Because I watched her. I was sitting in my room playing on the computer, and I watched her go... into the litter box, scratch around, pee, jump out of the litter box, jump up onto my bed, jump into my dirty clothes hamper, and take a shit. Like, she went from the litter box to... It wasn't like...
No, she didn't piss.
She went and ate something.
Oh,
you know,
Cleveland Nana.
Like, no, she literally... It was her shitting thing. It was a deliberate thing.
Got some good sound bites here, guys.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
And it was so cute. She was sitting, like, patting at my face. Trying to wake me up after she'd just taken a big dump right in the center of my chest and was like, Daddy, Daddy, look what I did.
Cool Iron Man style.
Yeah.
And then he gave her away.
And then I called the girl that I got her from and I was like, hey, you got
an
outside cat now. Fortunately, Cassie was like, okay, I got an outside cat. I was like, no, as soon as I told her what she did, she's like, oh, yeah, no, she can come live here.
Yeah.
It's like, that's
goodbye.
No. I can deal with, you know, Shiva was super easy to potty train.
But that's a dog.
Most of the cats that I've ever had have been really easy to potty train. She just had a thing about she wouldn't dump in the litter box.
Baxter, I've only been shit on by my children.
It was weird.
Baxter only duked in my house once, and he did it right in front of Trish and I. Because we weren't paying attention. He was trying to tell us he wanted to go outside.
Uh-huh.
Because I don't want to go here. We hang out here. This isn't a place to drop a deuce.
Yeah.
He looked up at us with the saddest eyes as he's squeezing out. I was like, I couldn't hold it any longer.
I'm sorry.
And he didn't pee along with it. He was just like, yeah,
this had to happen
to
here
brick.
And now.
Yeah. I was turtle hunting here.
Yeah.
I feel really bad.
He felt awful. And he never did it again because we were like, oh, he's got to go.
Yeah. Dog doors, man.
I don't have enough fence. Not yet.
I know.
I'm getting close.
It's nice. It's super duper convenient.
They'd just be outside barking shit all the time, though.
So, Huds, how prepared are you to talk about global consciousness?
I'm not.
Not? Okay, we can skip that.
The Academy Awards.
Yeah, did we saved this from last time for you.
Yeah, we held on to it for you.
I
found out something. Films release between, they have till February 28th, movies to release until February 28th to be eligible for the Academy this year.
They pushed it back.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So I figured that this, was it Little Things?
The Little Things.
The Little Things will be on that list.
Jared Leto got nominated for supporting actor for a Golden Globe, but there were a lot of people that talked shit about it, so it may not end up going on.
Really? Why?
I don't know. Apparently a lot of people thought that he was bad in the movie. I personally thought he was the arguable.
I don't know. I look at Jared Leto and I think that anything he does that's a better than being a weird cult leader of some weird place that he has people go to is good.
I thought he was good.
I thought he was good. I thought he was decent in that movie. You watched it, Rick?
I have not seen it yet.
It's good.
His new shots. His new shots of him as the Joker. It's very, looks a lot like The Crow, but it looks a lot better than it did in Suicide Squad.
Well, what did they reshoot, or did they reshoot scenes, or what did they do?
Pictures. It's not his voice and stuff. Yeah. I thought his Joker should have just been written out and deleted scenes.
I don't think that after what he put everybody else in the cast through that they could justify writing him out. He was sending like dead pigs to people.
So apparently it's
trying to do like a character study or what?
It's apparently like he's supposed to be, so they shot for him new stuff. For the Snyder Cut, for the Justice League Snyder Cut.
Really?
Yeah, they shot new stuff with him in it that was supposed to be part of Snyder's original vision. And it's apparently like in the future, in the nightmare sequence where Batman's the only one alive in the future and whatnot. It's apparently like another flash forward of that.
Okay.
And Batman goes and talks to the Joker about...
Whatever.
I don't know. It's a fucking 4-hour movie, apparently, so I'm sure they've got a lot of room to kill. But
it's not going to be the original movie that they did?
I don't even know if I still have.
Like 70-80% of that final Justice League movie is all shit that Joss Whedon did. Like almost nothing in that movie. The plot beats will be very similar, but the movie itself is going to be like borderline
new.
75% new.
Oh, wow.
Between stuff that Snyder originally shot and is getting to use, or stuff that he shot new for it once they got greenlit to actually do it. But they're basically, they're just kind of borderline not telling him no, like letting him do whatever he wants. Apparently Martian Manhunter's going to be in it.
Like, really?
Yeah, it's the...
That's coming next month, right?
Wonder Woman!
March 18th. What was the... There's a...
So it's done. They've finished filming at this point.
Yeah, they're doing post-production and have been for a little while.
Fucking Fury Road's on here.
What is the... So the military guy that's the black dude in Man of Steel?
Yeah.
Apparently that's Martian Manhunter, like in disguise.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
I can deal with that.
Like he's coming back, I guess, to reveal that... Yeah,
Lennox.
I don't know.
Harry? For Henry.
Something like
Harry
that.
Lennox. Yeah.
Harry Lennox, I think you're right.
No, it's...
I love that dude. I hated him in The Matrix, but that was his character, not him.
Yeah.
His character was a dickhole.
It sounds like it's going to be really, really wildly different, and... I don't know. It's probably going to be the last of these run of DC movies anyway.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, really.
With as bad as Wonder Woman was?
Wonder Woman 2 shit the bed hard.
Wonder Woman hit me like Justice League hit Rick.
Batman's done and they're doing something new with them.
Only because I haven't watched Wonder Woman. Yeah, something different with Robert Pattinson.
Yeah.
I'm really looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Detective, noir film. It's an aspect of Batman they really haven't played on. And it's really interesting.
The closest they got was the animated series, and there's a reason why it's the best Batman that there is.
Yeah. Because he
is Arkham is pretty good.
A mutant. He's not a superhero.
He's just a badass.
He's just a guy who's super smart and super rich.
No,
those are two fine superpowers.
I really think that going forward, the DC stuff, they're not going to try and do any more of this interconnected shit like what Marvel's doing. I think they just do one-off stories.
No,
it's comic books, and they don't have to all be the same.
Yeah.
And Marvel's at the point where they can do different things, and they can still be interconnected. Marvel, at this point, is just home run after home run after home run.
I think a lot of that...
Falcon and Winter Soldier looks good.
WandaVision is fantastic.
Things that have kept Marvel have been having Kevin Feige at the top.
Absolutely.
And their casting has been outstanding.
Fact.
Yeah.
Almost without fail has their casting been outstanding.
Can we talk about WandaVision for a minute? Man.
Yeah, I'm not caught up.
We don't have to like dig into it. It's
three episodes.
Oh, okay. Really? Oh.
But you still had it spoiled.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I read all the spoilers. when that guy leaked the shit about everything, I'm not entirely sure what's going on. But it sounds from everything nobody that is. I've read, like nobody really knows what's going on even now.
Nope.
And I'll be caught up before the new episode's released.
But it's intriguing. It's at a really intriguing point right now. I like it.
But in episode 5 is when you start to figure out what's going on outside of Wanda's level of control.
Yeah.
I thought that was episode 4.
No.
Maybe I am caught up.
What was the last thing you saw?
No, we just watched episode 5. And
there are only 5 out.
Yeah, 4 and 5 together. Both were kind of outside of
okay, because 4 was the first one that had Kat Dennings in it and Jimmy Woo.
Right, yeah.
And all of the people.
Then you're pretty much caught up.
You're borderline caught up. 5 is where you start to realize...
Vision is figuring out the stuff that's going on.
Yeah.
Okay, right. Yeah, because 4 didn't have almost any Wanda or Vision.
Yeah.
There was like one cut in.
It was basically just all catch up for the sword stuff.
It was catch up for the outside. And that was where I was done. Because I have to wait for Alex.
Yeah.
But
that's nice of you.
There, somebody submitted a series request to do a Jimmy Woo series.
Yeah, I saw
that. Disney today.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
I like his character.
I think he's awesome.
That guy's a good actor.
Even the side characters are only in there for minutes in the movie. It's like Kat Dennings' character. She's definitely going to be in.
She's finally not shitty. I haven't liked Darcy the whole from Thor to Thor 2.
See, like I thought she was just shit. Thor now that I just remember.
I had to have my son remind me who she was.
I remember what movie.
But I hadn't watched her for. I hadn't watched. As soon as he said she's from Thor, I'm like, oh okay, yeah.
That was the first one I watched with Mara when she was little, and so she used to throw her bottles down because of the coffee cup scene.
Oh, yeah.
I was surprised that in 2 episodes with Kat Dennings in it that we have not had a gratuitous shot of her chest.
I don't think there will be.
I think the pendulum's kind of gone the opposite way on that for now. It'll come back, but...
I kind of like it. It's like, you don't need sex to sell it. It does...
Yeah.
It doesn't add anything to the story. You look at these shows on Stars or Showtime.
Fucking
or
The Stand.
Yeah.
Yeah, The Stand really is so unnecessarily vulgar.
I haven't watched any of it. And I don't care. It's not like you're spoiling anything for me.
It is.
I just don't see them doing it right. So I don't care to even start.
It's not bad.
They get some of it so right.
It's not terrible, but it's not so great. Average.
It's so fucking average.
Skarsgård
the 94
fantastic.
The 94 version was so good on its own that it's hard to like.
They managed to pick somebody for fucking Nick who is worse than Rob Lowe. I don't understand how that's possible.
Jenny was like, "Is that Jesus?" I was like, "He might as well be Jesus."
Did he hang around for very long? I don't even remember seeing him in the most recent episode.
Because they really, really minimized him as a character at all.
Tom Cullen
got more screen time than he did.
That dude is so funny.
The guy that they got for Tom Cullen is as good as the guy that they got playing Nick is bad. It's like I said, man, it has some high fucking high points.
He's in so many things, but I can't tell you his name.
And I'd like to watch James.
He's from Orange is the New Black. I can't remember the actor's
name. Greg Kinnear, they young Glenn down a little bit to make him, like, instead of retired, they make him, like, college professor age, and he is fucking perfect. Like,
he does all right, but I don't like him very much.
Are you current?
No. I'm up through four.
Brad William Henke.
Seven and eight.
Yeah.
He really...
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's Tom Cullen.
After...
He's so good.
Basically...
he's a fantastic from, actor in the Orange is the New Black.
Yeah, yeah.
From the that's moment right. that they that Stu falls and breaks his leg when they're on their way to Vegas, which, spoiler alerts for a fucking 40-year-old book.
I said that in bed to Jenny the other day.
Basically, from the moment that Stu falls, Larry is a really reluctant leader all the way up until the end. So Glenn kind of is the one that takes the charge of the three of them that are on the rest of the way to Vegas. And yeah, from that moment on, Greg Kinnear just owns every fucking scene that he's in and is really, really great.
Kinnear's a pretty fucking fantastic actor.
Yeah, he is. He really is.
There's not a lot I've seen him in that I don't care for, even just benign shit.
Fucking
he elevates the performances.
And the chick that they got to play Franny, though, she's
which one's that?
I don't think she's any worse than Molly Ringwald.
I don't think she's any worse than Molly Ringwald, but they actually removed some of the aspects of her character that suck so much, and she's still just kind of unlikable.
That sucks.
Yeah, like, the girl is she's there's something about her face that makes you just not want to be. Like watching the screen when she's on it.
I bet you.
Put this out before I forget it. I would like to see a reboot of Night Court with that guy as Bull.
Oh,
That'd be all right.
The Tom Cullen actor? Yeah.
You guys should review the B movie.
What was the movie that I just saw a minute ago that was.
The B movie? The animated one with
Jerry Seinfeld
from 15 years ago.
I
haven't seen it either.
I probably won't be watching.
It's okay.
Yeah, I'm wildly indifferent about ever seeing it.
Not what I would call good.
I just don't watch very many animated movies.
What was
I had to drag myself the Dungeon to Master. Watch Spider-Verse, which is really good.
Really good.
But
Soul was good too. You should give it a go.
Incredibles is good.
Dungeon Master. Sequel.
Oh, Incredibles.
80s.
Yeah.
B movie with. Bull from Night Court, and he plays a evil wizard who sucks people through time to do battle with them.
Yeah, but
it was before he was on Night Court. Yeah. But he looks like a mix of like Danzig and a guy dressed up as a vampire. He just pulls this dude out of the 80s in LA. Who
doesn't
works.
Danzig look like a mixture of Danzig and a guy Danzig dressed up like a vampire?
Now that you mention it, but he has the cape that just looks like a fucking dollar store vampire cape. It's great. But yeah, he pulls some guy.
Yes, Danzig's is obviously $200-$300.
Well, yeah, handcrafted. By a maiden. Yeah, he pulls this guy who's like a computer nerd in Los Angeles in the like late 80s, early 90s, like right at the advent of computers. And he mistakes computer technology for like new magic. And so he sucks this guy through a portal and brings him back to do battle with him. He's like, "You are the next magician who will battle me, and I'm Bull from Night Court." And he's got a really bad wig, and
that's fantastic.
It's funny that you'd mention him, because I was just here a couple days ago.
That's funny on 30 Rock when they
the Dungeon Master.
Do the Night Court reunion.
Oh, yeah, with Harry.
Yeah. But he's dead now, didn't he die?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
But it's been a few years.
Harry Anderson.
Yeah.
And he was in It.
Yes, yeah, he was. And for TV, that was pretty good.
Speaking of It, isn't it weird that two of Stephen King's greatest villains are played by Stellan Skarsgård's kids?
Yep.
And both of them did an excellent job. And both of them were really well played in the original miniseries.
Did you watch his kid in, or did you watch Bill Skarsgård in Castle Rock?
No.
He's also in that.
He's, yeah. Mm.
It's, which he's is also great. It's on Hulu.
Necessarily.
I can never remember Bill's first name.
He's
a central character.
Yeah.
I don't know that I'd call him like the outright antagonist, but he's.
Is everyone's opinion here that Stephen King is probably one of the greatest contemporary authors of all time?
He definitely has his finger because on his the pulse body of what work people will read. I mean, I enjoy most of
like
what I've read.
It spans.
I think after Dark Tower, it fell off though.
Well,
like Under the Dome was shit.
I frankly, I think after the cocaine years, it really started to kind of be a lot more hit and miss.
Yeah.
There was a lot of stuff that came in the late 90s and early 2000s.
But think of it from the context of having his work adapted.
When you compare it to stuff like, dude, Needful adapted. Things.
Yeah.
Needful Things is so good.
Needful Things is fucking boom. Cujo is, like, you could tell that he was on a coke bender when he wrote that, because that book does not let up.
But that is the best Stephen King is when it doesn't let up. You can't get out of the story.
Yeah.
Needful Things was the best of the Castle Rock ones, too.
For sure.
Yeah.
Because it basically destroyed the town.
Yeah.
And God, it was good. And Leland Gaunt is just amazing. And they got Max von Sydow to play him in the fucking movie.
It was a good cast in that movie, man.
Yeah.
Ed Harris.
Ed Harris was the sheriff.
Alan. Yeah.
Alan Pangborn. No, who played his woman?
The thing.
I can picture her face.
I can too. Was it Mary? McDonald? The wife from Independence Day?
I know who you're talking about.
Was that who it was?
I don't remember.
Mary McDonald is that.
Jesus Christ, I have an oracle sitting right here.
No, as far as like having work adapted, though, I think he's tops as far as like Shakespeare doesn't have as large quantity-wise.
And what's funny is how many of them
Grisham doesn't.
Poorly adapted.
And they still keep doing
the Langoliers.
Langoliers was just
but more so
the
lately.
Second Salem's Lot. Damn you, Ben Mears. How do you have that? Is it
James Cromwell?
Yeah,
yeah.
How do you have him actually say those lines in that scene that never even occurs in the book? They just add it.
Yeah, man.
It's awful. And Salem's Lot is impossible to put down. The first time I read it, two sittings, 300 pages a sitting. I could not put it down.
Yep. Same.
I think King has more influence over how his adaptations go now, though.
I read the little opening prologue thing, and then I think I didn't stop until I was around 100 pages in. I just was like, oh, I'm not putting this down anytime soon. And I just tear through
it. Too driving, and it all happens over such a short time that you just, there isn't, oh man, I got a little break here because they're going to do a slight jump or something. Yeah. It's like, wow, it's only 5 minutes.
One thing that I did really like in this version of The Stand as opposed to the previous one is the way that they handled the God lightning coming down.
Oh, in the last episode?
It's a lot more, it doesn't look like a cartoon lightning finger like it does in the...
Oh,
well, sure, it's 1994, man.
But it had a really Old Testament-y Wrath of God type feel of the lightning shooting around and just killing these bad people that have been following Flag like indiscriminately, and they... It reminded me.
So is it over?
No, there's one.
It's like it was almost like a backwards rapture.
Yeah, and this lightning just shoots out and turns people into goo, and
it's
I would prefer cinders, but
it's not just needlessly vulgar. It's
grotesque.
It's over the top in ways that are just unnecessary.
Yeah, Jenny got turned off by how graphic it is about the disease. I mean, like, it does the tire neck thing like they didn't do.
It's fucking brutal. Horrible. It's really brutal.
It's really
bad.
Pandemic
time and stuff. Why would you do that?
Yeah, the timing's not quite on.
It doesn't seem very good at all.
It's gratuitous.
And the whole thing is that way.
All the scenes in Vegas are just, like, there is fire dancers and people fucking in the streets, and I mean, it is just full blown chaos. Anytime you see it, it's just, yeah.
Oh,
and I don't.
Yeah, we haven't got there yet.
I don't. Some of the gratuity makes sense with the especially like with the Vegas stuff, because
their
whole thing is
this is really
no rules. Fuck this, you know,
no rules, and these people could be dead at any moment. So this is what mankind does.
Yeah,
with that kind of cloth.
It's the only part of it that works, but it's,
so. Well, first, the first version of The Stand was adapted for television with, is it FCC?
Yeah, the Federal Communications Commission?
Yeah. So they were under that.
Yeah.
Those kind of, and
it was also
you get removed from that CBS when you're on CBS All Access.
NBC.
So CBS All Access is a streaming service, ABC. So you can do whatever the fuck you want. It's just like HBO.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel like
was the last time ABC did anything on that scale?
I feel like they did that. This whole, like, all of our, oh, the cuffs are off bullshit, because they can.
Yeah, it was
ABC. Right. And so and that's, it's like, I agree with what you're saying there.
Like,
because
it's like, oh, this is our first. It's like a freshman
gratuitous
at college,
violence,
like,
or gratuitous gore for the sake of it, because we can do it.
I'm getting.
There's another show I was
cocaine because I can.
Yeah,
we can say fuck now, so we should fucking say fuck.
Exactly that.
Oh, you know who did that when that show Designated Survivor was on ABC for
I bailed
ever.
On that show but so hard it was so aggressively
I didn't pay attention
dumb.
To it. It was not it's not great, but when Netflix picked dumb. It up, as soon as Netflix picked it up, they're like, throw some fucks in there, and it's just like gratuitous fucks at every wow. And you know, I'm all for
I'm a vulgar
cocksuckers
person.
And like, swear,
I'm,
you know,
yeah, but
I'm vulgar, but it's like you're just doing it now for because you can.
I'm wondering now if my opinion has changed compared to when I was a younger man. I really liked some TNA when I was a younger man. I know we're talking vulgarity and now I'm talking.
It's the same thing.
But
possibly. There's a lot of work that goes into that, Matthew.
There's
like a lot of work.
Shows today, they don't need that to catch my attention. And I kind of think that everybody else.
You so come many, along to it.
Yeah,
I think
so
it's
so many more people are watching the content that's produced now, and there's so much of it that maybe you don't need the TNA to draw your crowd in.
The reason is
you're
is,
going for the story. My dad gets pissed when there's TNA that comes up, or like a scene that comes up is taking away from the fucking.
It's like, I only have 29 minutes for this episode, and you're giving me 4 minutes of this? Fuck you, guys.
I don't need to see Stallone grind on Sharon Stone.
But you know, that 16 to 24 age bracket is what they're shooting for.
That would
and,
be it.
And a flash of titty when you're 16 is a big deal. I know it's not as big a deal now as it was when we were 16, but it's still a big deal. And
fuck yeah, I don't need my pants to tighten up when I'm watching a TV show.
I'm and that's, 40, that's they just
I
don't.
The was, maybe I'm just older now, but.
But, well, and.
I think
yeah,
that's part of it.
We've matured a bit, but I don't know. It's so available on so many levels that it doesn't hold the thing.
Right.
And it was. Even when we turned 18, it wasn't like, oh, God, I can just go down and buy a titty mag now. You could, but you didn't really do that.
No.
And you looked forward to it in like those the action movies when it was like, oh, haha, this scene's in the strip club. He's going to get shotgunned while there's titties in the background. You loved that shit. You lived for that shit. It was a treat. And now it's not a treat. Now it's everywhere. And you watched... We lived through the first three seasons of Game of Thrones, and there's fucking tits and ass all over. And there's maybe 4 points where that makes sense.
Like, it almost feels
embarrassing when her clothes get burned
off,
that's the only time it makes sense for anybody to be naked.
Only a handful of times when it's necessary.
So I think it's part of that. I think part of it's oversaturation, that it's just, like you said, it's everywhere. You can turn on any show on Netflix now.
Yeah.
And there's going to be some tits at some point. Basically.
Like Altered Carbon, it makes sense because they're trying to show you that it doesn't matter to these people.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
This really is just a sleeve. And they call it a sleeve, but you're not quite getting it until, like, midway through episode two. You're like,
same kind of deal with Westworld.
It's just a body.
It's just, yeah.
And,
or it's not
but it gives them an
excuse. But in Westworld, it doesn't, it matters to everybody except Anthony Hopkins.
Right.
Like, Anthony Hopkins is, why is this host got a clothes on? Like, that's not a person. It doesn't feel shame. Why do you feel shame? That's a thing, not a person. And he's, like, really digging into that dude, and it's heavy. I don't know how that goes later on, but, man, the first season was nails.
It's not just the oversaturation of that. It's a abundance of quality shows and shit that don't have that. There's been enough shows that have come out now that, like, name a sexy, hot, titillating scene from Breaking Bad.
You're exactly right. There aren't those,
you know. There's been enough.
It's the one
really
where Jesse Pinkman's girlfriend choked to death.
Yeah, right.
On her own vomit.
I mean,
no, that one still makes me hard.
Still to this day,
Wanda walked out in very 1950s-ish lingerie in the first episode, where you really couldn't see anything more than you can see where she's wearing her 80s
pantsuit. But it's still hot as fuck.
Well, it's Elizabeth Olsen. She's gorgeous, but you know,
Old Boy. Watch Old Boy.
But. Like,
you want to see Thanos take on Scarlet Witch?
Yeah,
and win.
And lose at the same time.
Yeah,
lose at the same time, big time.
Spoilers.
Yeah.
Ron's kid's like, Old Boy.
Old Boy, what's that? Up. It's a Korean movie.
Adding it to my queue right now.
Don't
do it.
Stop.
But no, it's a
catastrophe.
Like, there's a lot of shows that don't really have heavy sexualization of anything that are really, really goddamn good now.
Better Call Saul's in that same
thing. Same wheelhouse.
Yeah. It doesn't have any.
Is her name Robin? His girlfriend?
Kim.
Kim.
Kim Wexler.
There was,
she looks good in clothes.
There was like,
like, good.
Maybe
she has one of those.
It's a subtle thing.
Like a scene.
Like sometimes you see it's like, damn, she's hot. And other times it's like, is she really hot?
Like Angelina Jolie. Like from certain angles, it's just off.
Really became skeletal.
Yeah.
Now I didn't watch the last season. I know you watched the last season of House of Cards, right?
Yeah.
Okay. House of Cards is one. There's like maybe two scenes, maybe three scenes per season that are even like sexual in nature at all. And they're always done.
It's homosexual.
And it's always done in a really, and I wasn't going this way with it being homosexual, but they're dirty. They feel.
Ozark is the same.
I don't want to say rapey, but like invasive. Like, there's nothing sexy about what's going on here.
There's some sex stuff in Ozark, but it's for stuff that drives the plot.
Yeah, yeah. You don't just have.
Sorry.
No, that's okay.
What the sex position, isn't that what they always called it for Game of Thrones? Where it's like, we're going to have two guys in a room talking, but there's going to be people fucking right here to help keep you distracted.
Why would you distract me? I am paying attention to the words so
read the
fucking
dialogue.
Hard.
Right? Yeah, that's why I turn the subtitles on.
They can just have the noise in the background and have the same effect.
Yeah. And they wouldn't have to pay people naked money.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's just, they're just proving that
dummies.
They are throwing so much money as our production values are the most ever.
You know, I was reading something. They were talking to Ian Glenn about the first season. And he was like, they could have shot this in a car park. There was no reason for them to shoot.
And he was Jorah Mormont?
Yeah.
Okay.
There was no reason for them to shoot this in on location in these places because they were using real tight shots and because they didn't have the money that
they had later.
And then later they spent all their money on CG and not on fucking lighting. And
you couldn't see
anything that was going on.
And now I want to bring up the main point is we're talking about Game of Thrones.
We are.
And I haven't talked about Game of Thrones in quite some time.
I know.
Because
it's
we are like
a
year into this pandemic shutdown thing, and now someone is talking about Game of Thrones.
Well,
and we're not talking about watching it. We're just talking about its production.
They did say that they're making that prequel series, House of the Dragon.
As long as it's someone else, I'm all for it.
Are they going to buy some fucking lights?
I'll give it a try. Yeah.
Are they going to light the fucking set?
It doesn't
have to actually be lit like a castle for me to get involved in this show.
I don't have high hopes, but I'll watch it.
Yeah,
I'm sure I watch worse.
Oh, God, yeah. I've watched lots worse.
Lots worse.
All right, peeps, didn't I tell you this was the best one? They fucking nailed it as usual. In case you weren't listening at the beginning, make sure you head over to timespentpoorly.com and click things. Give us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. While you're at it, subscribe on YouTube and get notified the next time we're live. Maybe you appreciate what we give you and you want to support us? Great! Head over to patreon.com/timespentpoorly and check out how you can do just that. Thanks again for wasting your time with us this week. Now go make better use of it! Until next time.